listening to The Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, Soledad O'Brien is on the line to talk with us about her new CNN documentary, Eyewitness to Murder, The King Assassination. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
NATO has invited two countries to join the alliance, Albania and Croatia, but put off an invitation to Macedonia until that former Yugoslav republic resolves a name dispute with Greece. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
As he sat down at a table with his NATO allies and the new invitees, President Bush said he regrets the fact that there was no consensus on Macedonia's application. NATO allies also dashed U.S. hopes to put ex-Soviet states, Ukraine and Georgia on track for membership at this summit. Mr. Bush said NATO's doors should remain open to those who, as he put it, love liberty.
The alliance has always welcomed those willing to make the sacrifices necessary to protect our nations and serves as forces for peace. And that is what's made our alliance unbreakable, and that is why NATO remains the most successful alliance in the history on behalf of human freedom.
U.S. officials were upbeat about other news that the alliance is endorsing U.S. missile defense plans, and countries led by France are pitching in more troops for Afghanistan.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. Macedonia announced today that it was leaving the NATO summit early after Greece prevented alliance leaders from inviting it into the military pact because of a row over that name. Al-Qaeda's second-in-command Ayman al-Zawahiri is rejecting criticism that Al-Qaeda attacks have killed thousands of innocent people. Al-Zawahiri says if an innocent was killed in the Mujahideen's operations, it was either an unintentional error or out of necessity. His comments came in a 90-minute audio response to questions posted on a website by Al-Qaeda supporters, critics, and journalists. Al-Qaeda's media arm announced last year that al-Zawahiri would respond to questions posted on an Islamist website. This was the first session in a series of responses. And it's official, kind of. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has acknowledged for the first time that the U.S. may be in a recession.
A recession is possible, but a recession is a technical term defined by the National Bureau of Economic Research, depending on data which will be available quite a while from now.
He spoke yesterday in front of a Congressional Economic Committee. Bernanke went on to paint a grim financial picture in the short term.
It now appears likely that real gross domestic product will not grow much, if at all, over the first half of 2008 and could even contract slightly.
He struck a sunnier tone when talking about the second half of the year and into 2009 when he expects growth to strengthen as the Fed's recent rate cuts and congressional stimulus package take root in the economy. And the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a five-year reauthorization of the Bush administration's global AIDS program. The program, known as the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, provides money to treat people infected with HIV and also funds prevention efforts. Though the bill has been criticized for a heavy emphasis on abstinence, it's been popular with lawmakers in both parties and passed overwhelmingly. The bill sets aside $50 billion in funding. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.